Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to hear from Dallas Cowboys head coach Brian Schottenheimer in just a minute, but also wanted to throw out for your planning purposes the games we got, or the matches we got, for the World Cup. On Sunday, June 14th, you get the Netherlands against Japan, and then you also get England. Oh, Shoddy doesn't want to hear that. He's ready to go right here on The Fan.
Doing good.
Calvin Watkins of Dallas Morning News. After the weekend, and you got like four games left, what is your message to your group in terms of finishing out these last four games?
Yeah, control we control. Win. You know, stay in the moment. And can't control what anybody else does, but you can control the way you process and prep. And you can't win unless you win on Wednesday, you know, in the meetings and then leading to practice. And that's the only way I know how to do it.
Will you peek tonight at the game and see what Philly's doing and try to figure out where you stand?
No. I'll look at the scoreboard when it's over. And I'm sure somebody's going to say, hey, it's whatever. But, no, I got plenty to do with that Vikings defense.
One last thing. Health updates on Diggs, Clowney, and Guyton. Do you anticipate them possibly practicing this week?
Yeah, we'll see. I think Diggs should be good to go with practice, and then we'll find out a little bit more over the next 2 days, 48 hours with Guyton and Clowney.
I'm Brian Todd Archer with ESPN. He forgot one guy, CD. How's he doing? Yeah. I know you've not gotten on the field yet, but how's he doing?
Yeah, he's doing good. Talked to him over the weekend. He's doing good. He's progressing nicely. And, again, hopefully things all work out like we expect.
And then Flournoy's improvement, I don't know, or his increased production, what would you put that on for him here in his second year? Where has he improved most?
Probably the route running. You know, I mean, here's a guy that's got always had the size and the speed, but, you know, Todd, he's worked really, really hard on the fundamentals of top of the route transition. He's always been very strong at the catch point, but also learning the system. But the biggest thing for me is he's a young player that just if you watch him pre-practice, post-practice, working on how to create separation at the top of the route, speed turns, you know, tight turns, bursting turns, all those different things. I think that's where you're seeing him create more and more separation. And it's through hard work. I mean, really is. He's a professional. He's very mature for his age, young player, and just really proud of him.
Jim, I'm sure with The Athletic, you mentioned after the game you thought Dak took too many shots. How is he doing, and how do you guys kind of fix that?
Yeah, he's doing good. It's something that we've done actually really well for the most part all year, John. And this team that's coming in here is going to create a bunch of problems for us in that regard because they're really good at that. But, again, pass protection involves everybody. You know, it involves receivers getting open, and the line obviously has to do their job, and the backs have to do their job, and Dak's got to get the ball out when he can. But talked to him over the weekend as well, and everybody's in a good spot. They're motivated to get back on the field and play. We know we let one slip away, and that's okay. But we'll get back on the horse, and here we go.
And then with the, I think it's 10-year games, you guys have started out trailing. Is there anything you've been able to see from looking back on that of what can –
possibly change to maybe you guys get off some faster starts?
Yeah. Again, we've looked at some different things. You know, there's a few things with the openers that we've talked about, and, you know, we're big into deferring. Why? Well, we like that to get the ball in the second half. You know, that extra possession in the second half I think has been good to us at times. But it really comes back to the fact just the execution, you know, has not been at the level that we need it to be. And we can score in a hurry, and we've played well, but there's not one thing that we're like, man, if we do this, we'll start faster.
Nick Harris, Forrest, our telegram, along the same lines of Dak taking too many shots, the tackles allowed double-digit pressures in that game against the Lions. What was your evaluation of those two guys and how they can improve moving forward?
Yeah, again, I thought, you know, Nate struggled. I mean, I think he'll be the first one to tell you that. Young player, second start. Again, very talented. I think where Nate needs to grow is understand he plays a very difficult position to play, and you're going to get beat at times, and you got to bounce back. But for him, it was more of the aggressive sets. What do I mean by that? I talked about in our conference call, I think, the other day. But, like, his initial set was really good, and then as there was space, he would begin to kind of turn his shoulders, which softens the edge and makes it easier for the defensive end to affect the quarterback, whereas Nate's 330-pound man, you know, with incredible athleticism and size, and he needs to stay square longer. And so that's something that we'll keep working with him on. And I think Terrence has played really well all year long. And, again, we got into a situation in the noise where these guys were – generating a lot of pressure and coming off the edges. And, you know, again, it's a tough position to be in. And but I thought, you know, Terrence has played really well for most of the season. And like I said, you know, I really do feel like it's one of the best things we've done all year is protect Dak. And we didn't do it very well the other night. And we need to do it better this week against the Vikings.
I'm sure you got some extra time to watch the Vikings yesterday. Justin Jefferson in their last two games just has 4 receptions for 15 yards. When you see that or hear that, do you anticipate more balls going his way on Sunday, or how do you kind of juggle the statistics with what you've seen on film?
Yeah, I don't get too caught up in the statistics. I think it's probably a really good idea for them to throw him the ball.
Tommy Harris, DallasCowboys.com. You were saying after the game last week that you kind of, now that you had some time after 4 games in 17 days, take some time to self-scout. What did you look at in self-scout? Was there anything that kind of jumped off at you while you were looking back at some of the things from these last 4 games?
Yeah, I would say, again, the two main things was the ball. You know, our inability to get the ball, take it away, and then how loose we've carried it. You know, I think that's something that we have to clean up. You know, I mean, I think that's the biggest reason why, you know, we sit here right now is we're -8 in turnovers and the giveaway takeaway ratio. And there's definitely some fundamental things that we can clean up and need to tighten up. I think that's one. And then there were some things in the red zone on both sides of the ball that we need to probably do a little bit more of. And when we do that, I think that should hopefully get us the results that we want.
Kickoff coverage unit has given up the 4th most yards this year on kickoff returns. What have your conversations with Nick been like about trying to get that number down and give your defense some better field position?
Yeah, we need to do that, number one. The kickoff coverage leverage has not been very good. You know, we've lost contain, and, you know, the way it's all set up now is, again, my left arm's free. I got to keep my left arm free. And guys are trying to make plays, and, again, the way you cover kicks well is to have everybody do their job, stay in their lane, keep their contain, play with the right arm free. We haven't done that. Again, we'll be looking at maybe some personnel adjustments as well.
Scott Ricks with the AP. You said Friday you would talk to George about the social media thing. Have you had a chance to do that?
I did. I had a good conversation with George over the weekend, along with a number of players.
Do you think it's fair to say that he lives his football life under a bit of a microscope, considering the circumstances of the trade?
I think George just loves football. You know, every time I'm around him, I know he just loves football. He loves playing the football, and it's a place like most of these guys where they get to just be their true selves. And, you know, I know he's great in practice, and he's great in the games because he loves it.
Counsel for him on that front? I mean, maybe you don't see it that way, but you ever talk to him about, you know, people are going to look at you a little bit differently than maybe they might others or not?
You know, I talk to George about a lot of things. Again, I'll keep that between George and I, but again, I just, you know, I love watching the guy play football. I'll just kind of leave it at that, Skyler. I think the guy has more fun playing football than most people. And I think when you do that, I think that's usually a recipe when you're as talented as he is, that that's why you can impact games the way that he does.
Joe.
Joe Hoyt, Dallas Morning News. You talked about Ryan Flannoy's improvement. You guys waived him at the beginning of the year. Was there a little bit of anxiety when you put him through waivers? And what did you? How did he respond to that? And what have you seen from him?
Yes, there was a lot of anxiety because we certainly, we drafted him. We wanted him back. We were hoping that he would come back. He wanted to be back, which was good. And I think I remember him just, taking it, as motivating, and, I really appreciate the young man's maturity. I appreciate the way he, his faith is very strong. I know going through everything with Marshawn, he's been one of the more outspoken, guys about his faith and how he draws from that. But I was not surprised when he burst onto the scene against the Jets with his big game. And then I was not surprised by the way he performed last week in Detroit.
You talked before about your fourth down decisions being more of a gut kind of feel. How do you self-scout kind of what a gut feeling is like, or how do you kind of reevaluate how you decide fourth down decisions?
I'm always going to go with my gut. I'm going to listen, to, Feeder and the things we're talking about and have a sense of the game, but I'm always going to go with my gut. And the reason why you do that is because you're the guy that's got to look at yourself in the mirror. Whether it works or it doesn't, you're going to look at yourself in the mirror. People are going to like it. People are going to criticize if it doesn't work. They're going to think you're a genius.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It does work, and but at the end of the day, when I'm brushing my teeth, going to bed at night, or waking up in the morning, I need to make sure that I'm doing my part to give us the best chance to win.
Garrett Podell, CBS Sports. Brian, you played the quarterback position. You can call the plays. What are your thoughts on J.J. McCarthy's season? It's been kind of up and down, but probably at his best game yesterday.
Yeah, he played great. A little bit I saw of the game, just flipping through the different games and things like that. I thought he played great. Looked very comfortable. Very talented young man. And, again, I won't speak too much into it, but, again, I've heard amazing things about him as a leader and what he brings to that locker room. And, I coach Kevin O'Connell in New York. He was one of our backup quarterbacks. Love Kevin. I think he's an incredible coach. And, he is an expert in developing quarterbacks. I'll say that, talking about Kevin. And I think that the future looks very bright for JJ.
Christy Scales, Cowboys Radio, 105.3, The Fan. You were talking about pass protection earlier. Brian Flores, Vikings, D.C., is he one of the tops in bringing extra rushers? And what kind of stress and challenges does he put on you?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, Christy, he brings a lot of different unscouted looks, a lot of cover zeros, a lot of different looks that you have to be ready for. And, again, it's one of those situations where you have to trust your rules. And, we have answers and things that should account for some of those free runners and things like that. But the chess match is real, as people say. And I think Brian's one of the best in the business.
Cal.
I think the biggest criticism of George from that game was the effort from the outside looking in. How much did you guys get to immediate demise about the effort?
Yeah, we talked a little bit about it. And again, he just, in his words, he goes, "Hey, Shoddy, I didn't play my best game." And, I think that, unfortunately, none of us, played our best game. And so that's real. But again, I don't worry about George and his love for football and playing this game. And again, for 5 or 6 weeks, he was the talk of of the sporting world. You know, look at George Pickens. And, you know, again, we didn't coach or play well enough to win that game in Detroit. They beat us. Is what it is. We've had a couple of days to, you know, reset, refocus, and now we're on to Minnesota.
One more. Is Rocco, how have you seen him grow from when you first got him week one to where we are right now?
Again, I'll talk about, you know, the leadership and using his voice and all that. I think just the passion for the way he plays the game is real. But like I said the other day, I think the biggest thing for me, I've always known he's had a great first step, the ability to affect quarterbacks. But the way he plays the run is unique for a rookie that, you know, came out of BC as a known pass rusher. But the physicality that he plays with in the run game and really on all D&Ds is very unique, in my opinion. And that's why I think he's going to be a star in this league.
Todd.
You hear coaches talk a lot when a quarterback throws a pick or has a bad game, whatever. You learn more about the guy after that. Can the same be said about corners? And what do you expect from a guy like Revel, who's going through it for the first time?
Yeah. Again, I think you can. And I think that's all part of the process, is having conversations with those guys. And, you know, Vaughn is a very confident guy, but he's playing a very tough position to play. And, again, he's like, I put him in the same category with me. You know, I didn't have my best night. He didn't have his best night. And but we woke up the next day and we were both motivated to get better, and he's going to do that. And, again, when you've got a rookie corner that's playing at the level that he's played with the confidence, I don't worry about him. I mean, it's a guy that all he wants to do is get up and play press man-to-man, and you don't lack confidence if you do that. You know, there's most guys who are like, okay, I'm going to back up a little bit. Like, ooh, let me give myself a little bit more cushion. He's more like, hey, let me get closer to this guy because I want to put hands on him. But, you know, I don't worry about him, and he's one of those guys, again, that I think is just – every week, man, he's getting better, and he's learning, he's growing, and I think that's great for our football team.
Nick.
What do you remember about your time with Kevin O'Connell in New York, and did you see then that he could be a head coach today?
I did. I remember it a lot. I remember him coming out of San Diego State. I remember him going to New England. I remember, you know, bringing him over as a free agent. But I really remember him, you know, we were in a division against the Patriots, and we would go back and forth, but Kevin had been in New England with Tom and knew a lot of Tom's answers and blitzes, and he would get with Rex and the defensive staff every time we'd play the Patriots, and basically he'd become a defensive coach that week. And so he'd give a great look on scout team, but he'd help them come up with blitzes and how to attack things. And, you know, if you've ever been around the guys, very personable, very football intelligent, and just, you know, he's a leader of men. And so I was not surprised when he became a head coach. I was not surprised to see his success, because every time I've been around the guy, I've just been impressed by him as a man, husband, a father, all those things. And again, he just he really helped us, you know, beat a really good team a number of times when we were facing off against the Patriots.
Have you spoken with him since you got the job?
Yeah, saw him a couple different times.
What is today? I know it's a bonus day, but what do you guys do today?
We're rehashing, going through the game, resetting, and then we're going to do some hospital visits. So a chance for us to give back to the community a little bit. And it's a great day to show our gratitude just for how blessed we are. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thanks, John.
There you go, Brian Schottenheimer, right here on 105.3 The Fan. It feels like, and I know he, as somebody who also gesticulates quite a bit, that he's going to war with that podium quite a bit with a boom, boom, boom.
He has things to say.
He does have things to say. Potential positives in there. Diggs looking like he should be able to, he's good to go and should be able to practice. Guyton, Clowney, sounds like an important 48 hours for their progression. And then he said something about CeeDee Lamb. I know it's more difficult being in the concussion protocol and everything like that, but he said things appear to be progressing in the direction they want them to. So I know it's early, but obviously optimism that he'll be good to go for this weekend as well.
Well, and also when it comes to these concussions, you can have lots of varying
for
things
sure.
happen all
for
the time.
Sure.
Hey, did you see the the guy that was like, hey, this is very similar to Tua's over the weekend. He kind of pointed the fingers and things like that. And I remember listening as Brad Sham was talking about it, and he was like, he keeps grabbing at his knee. And that was just, it was part of the neurological system just doing what it does. That's what's so like scary and fascinating and weird about all this together. When it comes to Diggs, Kevin, I'm going to ask Steven this. What's your confidence in him in this defense when he steps on the field?
Right.
Because I don't know where I stand on it right now.
That's fair.
If he had questions about this defense early and where he feels it's good or bad right now, and does he fit in? Did he buy in? And he's like, I got this. Don't worry about it. I'm very interested to see what the kind of impact he can make, though.
And then we were about to go through the World Cup schedule. It got cut off, but I appreciate all the info that Brian Schottenheimer brought us. It's going to start with Netherlands against Japan. Then you get England versus Croatia, Argentina against Austria, I believe, right? Austria. And then
Australia.
Are you sure?
No.
Okay. Japan versus a qualifier. And then you get another Argentina match. I saw you look at me a little quizzically earlier, and it was because, like, every team has its theoretical, like, home stadium for all of these. And I think Argentina's home stadium,
nowhere near Dallas,
is AT&T Stadium.
Okay. So, like,
but I think,
like,
that's
you're the home
just
team when you go to Germany.
Right.
And you're the home team. It's like, are the fans there wearing all my jerseys? No.
I bet they will. I mean, like,
I think it's half and half.
People will travel like crazy for this, and then their last match is against Jordan, at least in the Metroplex.
It is cool. Like, listen, the Argentinian fans are, we've seen it live in action.
Yes.
It is crazy. And so it is kind of cool to have that team in your stadium as a city, Dallas, as the city of Dallas hosts that stadium and that
what
team. The city of
is
Dallas.
Happening?
It's the city. It's the Dallas Stadium.
Okay, we all know it's in Arlington. Well, people here, whether it's WrestleMania, Netflix stuff we've seen, it's Dallas, all right? I'm sorry, Arlington. I know it's Arlington. Nobody else seems to care, but
Bob Costas.
I had some conversations with people that were like, these tickets are tougher to get than Super Bowl tickets. So I'm excited to see how the city or the Metroplex area gets taken over, which fan base is like the best at traveling. Because we talk about that with college football quite
a
bit
Super
as well.
The Super Bowl is like, as much of it is a worldwide spectacle.
Feels kind of corporate-y.
That and also a lot of U.S. people are trying to get into that. The countries are trying to get into this
for sure.
Like and then not only that, but the people who live here who represent those countries who live in America are already so. And then there's the casual fan that's just like, I want to go to soccer and like that. This is a hot ticket, man, for sure.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we will talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola, right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.